So the second Waterloo Festival runs from Thursday through to next Tuesday. Chris Clark is the festival director. Chris, what's the idea behind the Waterloo Festival?
Well, the festival really has a message, which is that this is not just a music festival. It deals with art and thought, and also it's very much a community event. So we're trying to bring together not only the local community, some of which worship here in the church, but also make an impact on the community at large, simply because of the position of where the church is. And I think that's really part of the special quality of this festival.
So all the festival events take place in and around St John's, which people will know is next to the BFI IMAX, just across the road from Waterloo Station. The festival opens on Thursday night with a concert by South Bank Sinfonia. Tell us a little bit about some of the musical elements of the festival.
Well, we have the South Bank Sinfonia is our resident orchestra. They use the crypt of the church, and they also use the main body of the church to rehearse in. And they're giving a programme which starts off with the work of Richard Strauss, and that relates to our theme of war. And then in the second half, they're doing a programme of concert arias to sort of lighten the tone a bit. We have later on in the week a piece commissioned by the Waterloo Festival, and this is all to do with interfaith worship. We have a programme of a string quartet with clarinet, and this again links in with the war theme. And on that issue, there are two performances which are premieres, really, and therefore, again, very special to us. And then we have a lunchtime concert, which is a song recital related to the theme. And also we are having a concert of, I wouldn't call it a concert, it's more a service of grace worship. This is quite an experiment for us. We don't really know what we're letting ourselves in for, but we've opened the church to them to bring their way of worship for us to experience.
And if people drop into St John's during the festival, visual arts are also an important part of what's on offer. What will people see both on display and being created in St John's during the festival?
Well, we've taken the theme of the dove as a symbol of peace, and so they will see a large drawing of a dove by our artist in residence, and she will be conducting workshops all through the festival, encouraging people to make doves and leave them in the church with possibly a message of peace. And we already have quite a few doves which have been made by children from the Johanna Primary School, and they've already bought their doves, and we are displaying those in the church. And there is a workshop day on Saturday, one when anyone can come and make a paper dove, or they can make a lantern out of willow and tissue paper with a dove on the top. And this again is to encourage everyone to take part and do something and possibly give it a bit of thought about what this symbol of the dove means to them.
And if people are around on Sunday afternoon, what will they find happening in the churchyard and around the building?
On Sunday afternoon is the church fete, and I guess it's a bit like what everyone thinks a fete is about. There'll be everything from tug of war to splat the rat, bric-a-brac, you name it. And again, it's a community event, and we hope people who live here will come, but also people who pass by will come in as well.